Emma led the officer into the exam room and flipped on the lights, then turned around and knelt down, trying to calm her stupid, raging heartbeat. She smiled at the dog. "Okay, Boomer, let's take a look."
"Boomer, sit,"
the officer said. The dog sat and she examined his leg. He whimpered as she pressed on it. After finishing the exam, she lifted her gaze to the police officer. "Officer McCormick, I'd like to get an X-ray of this leg. I don't think anything's broken, but I want to be sure." He nodded.
"Okay.
You can come with me. It'll calm him to have you there." She brought them back to the X-ray room, and he helped her get Boomer on the table while she got his leg in place for the X-ray.
"So, you bought Doc Weston's practice?" he asked.
Again, that voice of his. Deep and seriously unnerving, but not in a bad way. It was doing something to her nerve endings she found decidedly uncomfortable wasn't the word. She just noticed his voice, and so did her body.
"Yes, I bought it right after he retired."
"I'm sorry, but I don't think I got your name."
She looked up at him and frowned, then realized she'd been a complete moron and hadn't bothered to introduce herself.
"I'm so sorry, officer. I'm Emma Burnett."
"Nice to meet you, Emma. Are you new in town?"
"Actually, I grew up here. My parents live over on Willow."
He nodded.
"Did you go to Oakdale High?"
"No, I went to Hope High."
"Oh, okay. The Burnett's on Willow. Your sister is Molly Burnett then, right? She dated my friend Carter Richards in high school."
Hope was such a small town. Everyone knew everyone else.
"Yes, Molly's my little sister. Did you go to Hope High too?"
"No, I went to Oakdale."
That's why she didn't recognize him right off. He'd gone to the high school nearer to the county line.
"Your name sounds familiar to me too. Did you play football for Oakdale?"
"Yeah, wide receiver."
Now she knew why she recognized his name. He'd been some kind of football star. She remembered reading about him in the newspaper. He'd been good. But they hadn't known each other back then.
"So, this is your clinic now?"
he asked.
"Yes, sir."
She grabbed the film and slid it in.
"Luke."
She looked up.
"Excuse me?"
"Call me Luke. Not officer and definitely not sir. Too formal.